This is the song that led to Paul Simon's South Africa visit, where he started recording the tracks for Graceland. In 1984, Simon's friend Heidi Berg gave him a tape of South African recordings called Accordion Jive Hits No. 2, and there was an instrumental song on the tape called Gumboots that Simon loved and wanted to record. Not only did he want to record the song, but he wanted to do it with the same South African musicians he had heard on the tape. This turned into a very big deal since South Africa was under a cultural boycott from the United Nations in protest of their apartheid policy, so entertainers were strongly discouraged from visiting. Simon went anyway and recorded in Johannesburg with local musicians recruited by South African producers. According to Paul Simon, this is the type of music favored by miners and railroad workers in South Africa. The term gumboots refers to the heavy boots worn by these workers while they are on the job. The lyrics, however, have nothing to do with working in the mines or boots, and the word gumboots never appears. Simon wrote the lyrics for the track when he returned to America. He did his best to weave words around the South African rhythms and came up three verses connected to the lines, "You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you could." We learn all that from Song Facts. I was walking down the street. Paul Simon may have given gumboots a world stage, but other musicians have mined the tradition, among them composer David Bruce, who, though born in Stamford, Connecticut in 1970, grew up in England and now enjoys a growing reputation on both sides of the Atlantic. Bruce's music draws on the wild dances and heartfelt laments of gypsy music, flamenco, klezmer, and other folk traditions, as well as having a direct connection to composers like Stravinsky, Janáček, Berio, and Bartók, who shared similar passions. Often witty and always colorful, pulsing with earthy rhythms, Bruce's music has a directness rarely heard in contemporary music, but also contains an emotional core of striking intimacy and sensitivity. That's according to notices on David Bruce's website. We'll have a chance to hear Gumboots for clarinet and strings this Saturday, September 30th, at St. Stephen's Church in Wilkes-Barre, as part of a program featuring the much-loved clarinet quintet by Johannes Brahms to open the 2017-2018 season of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Chamber Music Society. The group's co-founders, John Michael Vida, violin, and Amy Iwazumi, viola, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to fill us in.
The Northeastern Pennsylvania Chamber Music Society, we founded a couple years ago. We actually just received our nonprofit 501c3 status this past spring. So we're dedicated to fostering the growth of chamber music in the Northeastern Pennsylvania region.
It's great because you all have wonderful ties in our region, but because you all play outside the area and have friends outside the area, it's a wonderful cross-pollination. We get to hear, as we will, some of the great talent among your colleagues and friends. What's the concept of this particular program?
Well, it's clarinet quintets, but very contrasting clarinet quintets. Brahms' clarinet quintet is a classic in the clarinet repertoire. It's his late work, very thoughtful.
Introspective, sure.
Yeah, and the Gumboots by David Bruce is... Actually, it's in two parts. The first part is very...
slow, almost yearning at times.
Kind of similar to the Brahms quintet.
Sure.
But the second part is very flamboyant, and it's a series of dances. So it contrasts on many levels.
Well, I gotta say, I had to kind of sell Amy on the gumboots, I think. We both, of course, knew the Brahms, and I've played the Brahms a couple times before, and so is she. Actually, never together, though. But the gumboots I actually discovered on YouTube, of all places, because it's where I think we discover everything these days, right, online. I saw a clip of it on YouTube with the performance of the Juilliard Carnegie Hall exchange program that they have there. And the piece was actually commissioned by Carnegie Hall Corporation for Todd Palmer, the clarinetist, with the St. Lawrence String Quartet. So I saw it on YouTube and I was immediately taken by it. I listened to the dances and then the whole thing, and I thought this would be a great piece to present. It's audience friendly, it's musician friendly. There's something for everybody in that.
Do you know something about the composer?
David Bruce is a British composer. I believe he was born in Connecticut, though. Still alive. This piece was premiered in 2008. And if anyone isn't familiar with gumboots, what gumboots are Wellington boots. And so gumboot dancing, we should maybe start with that. In the South African mines during the apartheid, the workers would wear these Wellington boots, also called gumboots, and to communicate, they would slap the boots with their hands.
Because they weren't allowed to.
They weren't allowed to communicate, so that was the form of communication. And eventually this turned into this beautiful dance art form.
We have a sense here about mines and working in the dangers and the oppressive conditions of the anthracite era. So it's quite something to have a tradition like the gumboots and something of beauty that comes out of it.
And I actually do have a quote here of David Bruce talking about this piece. Quote, "There is a paradox in music, and indeed all art, that life-entrenching works have been produced, even inspired by conditions of tragedy, brutality, and oppression." And he goes on to talk about Quartet for End of Time as an example of that.
Messiaen.
Of course, think of Shostakovich's music, and this is another one of those pieces. It's not directly imitating the gumboots dance, but rather the joy of life that it represents.
Now, we know that composers like Mozart and Brahms had clarinetists in mind in their circle of musicians and often wrote for them. Do you have a particular clarinetist who brought this program together whom you said, we know whom we'll invite?
Absolutely.
Nuno. It's kind of a mutual friend.
Nuno Antunes is our clarinetist. He's a Portuguese-born clarinetist, lives and works in New York. He plays a lot on Broadway. Amy and I both know him from a summer festival that we did several years back, and we were both on all in faculty there. Two summers ago, I actually played the Brahms Quintet with Nuno at the Killington Music Festival, and after playing with him there, I knew I needed to have him come and play in our series.
And of course, the Brahms would be just an extraordinary chance for all of you to do marvelous music. But then to bring us the gumboots at the same time, was it a piece he knew?
No. He knew it when I suggested it to him. but he actually, we were rehearsing last week, and he mentioned that he does know Todd Palmer. And he mentioned to Todd that he was going to be playing this piece. And what did Todd say? He said, how many rehearsals do you have? It's a difficult piece to get together, shall we say.
Anything particularly characteristic or non-characteristic in the string writing during gumboots for any of you?
Well, Amy maintains that the viola part is the easiest. I don't know about that, but...
it seemed the most straightforward, I think, in terms of counting. There's a lot of rhythmic juxtaposition where someone might be playing 5 while the other's playing 7 and the cello's completely off from everyone else, or, you know, it's kind of complicated, but it adds to the organized chaos, I guess, of some of the dances.
Sure. Yeah. It doesn't sound complicated, though, I think, in the way that maybe Stravinsky does. It just, the culmination of all of those different layers create this just, again, joyous dance that you can't really, I guess, dance to. I'm thinking of maybe like Balkan and Turkish music. You know, they have the limping rhythms. It's that same sort of style, I think.
Tell us something about the Brahms Quintet.
The clarinet quintet, this piece actually was said to have brought Brahms out of retirement. He heard the clarinetist,
Richard Mühlfeld,
playing one of the Weber concertos, and he was so taken by his playing, he decided, I have to write for this man. So from that, we got, of course, the quintet, the clarinet trio, and the two sonatas for clarinet, and then later was adapted for viola, of course.
Are there special moments in the quintet that you particularly enjoy?
I think I enjoy just the piece, how it's a rather introverted piece as far as Brahms goes, I think. It ends in a very solemn way, I guess. It's not this boisterous ending to a lot of his chamber works, and I rather enjoy that. And it's a difficult way to end a program. We're going to be ending with the Brahms in a very quiet tone, a somber tone, but I kind of like that aspect of it.
How about you, Amy? Are there moments where you say, oh, I love this?
Well, my favorite movement is the slow movement, because there are so many different lines that go in and out. It's kind of like a Monet where, you know, you have to kind of step back to see the whole picture. And if you miss out on it, then it just kind of sounds like a blur. But there are all these little intricate weaving in there. I just love that about
a lot of colors.
Yes.
I mean, I think the whole piece is about color and nuance rather than extroverted sounds. It blends so beautifully. And I think, of course, Brahms must have been inspired by Mozart's quintet with this piece.
And who else will be joining you?
Sayaka Matsuyama will be the other violinist, and Miho Weber will be the cellist. Well, Sayaka I've known for many, many years. Miho, we've heard her before in our series, and she just was delighted to play in this clarinet quintet.
And if you go to our website, nipacms.org, you can read the quite illustrious bios of our guest musicians.
What about choosing the venue because you will be at St. Stephen's?
So we've been doing all of our concerts at St. Stephen's, and they've been incredibly gracious to host us, especially Mark Laubach, such a great supporter of the arts in general and a supporter of us. So big thank you to St. Stephen's and Mark Laubach particularly for that.
And is it a good space? It's not too reverberant or anything for what you're doing?
It's a beautiful space. I mean, visually and acoustically, it's live, but you can always pick out different textures and layers.
What are your hopes? How do you see the society developing?
Well, we want to put on as many concerts as we possibly can. We do have a season lined up.
In January, we will be having a saxophone concert. It features a saxophone and works by
Valjean Sekhan, who's an American composer, lives in Florida, and who I know from my studies at Eastman. That'll be featuring Joseph Murphy, who's my colleague at Mansfield University, on the saxophone.
And in May, we are having the new trio featuring Julio Elizalde, who's a pianist who often collaborates with Sarah Chang and Ray Chen. Andrew Wan is a violinist. He's the concertmaster of the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. And cellist is Patrick G. He's a cellist in the New York Philharmonic. And I went to school with Patrick, and we stayed friends. We played in an ensemble for a while. And I brought up the society, and he said, you know, he would love to help out and come and play. So, yeah, we're really excited to have them come to our area.
What are the particulars? Where do we find you?
Well, nipocms.org, of course. But this concert is special in that we have a pre-concert lecture at 7:15. This is the first time we were doing that, and we thought this would be a great program to start that with because it has so many interesting aspects to the program. Dr. Jenny Congleton will be giving the lecture. Her lectures are always full of humor and information, so I think it will be a really fun time for the audience.
The day of the concert is September 30th. The concert itself begins at 8 o'clock p.m., and again, you can get tickets at our website, www.nipacms.org.
Violinist John Michael Vida and violist Amy Iwazumi, co-founders of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Chamber Music Society, speaking with us about the opening concert of the 2017-2018 season featuring Gumboots by David Bruce and the Clarinet Quintet by Johannes Brahms. They'll be joined by clarinetist Nuno Antunes, violinist Sayaka Matsuyama, and cellist Miho Weber. The performance will take place tomorrow evening, Saturday, September 30th at 8 p.m. at St. Stephen's Pro Cathedral, 35 South Franklin Street in downtown Wilkes-Barre. There will be a pre-concert talk at 7:15 by Dr. Jenny Congleton. Tickets will be available at the door or online. For more information, on the web, nepacms.org, nepacms.org. That's Saturday, September 30th, tomorrow night at 8 at St. Stephen's Pro Cathedral, 35 South Franklin Street in downtown Wilkes-Barre, with a pre-concert talk at 7:15. For more information, on the web, nepacms.org.